好，弟兄姊妹，感谢主，早上我们可以一同聚在他的跟前。
Brothers and sisters, good morning, and we thank the Lord that we can gather before Him again.
开头的时候，我们还是有一个简短的祷告。
I'd like to begin with a word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we come before you with hearts full of thanksgiving.
早晨我们可以在这里一同来敬拜你。
That together we can come before you and worship you.
你是从死里复活的主。
You are the God who has resurrected from the dead.
你已经被父神用右手高举。
And you have been raised to the right hand of God.
你得到所有一切的权柄。
And all authority and power belongs to you.
主啊，在这个末后的世代。
That in these end times.
我们知道你的国度很快就要降临。
We know that your kingdom is coming quickly.
而地上的光景非常的黑暗和混乱。
And the condition of the world is full of darkness and chaos.
我们求你保守你自己的百姓。
May you protect your own people.
让我们不受周遭这些环境的事物的影响。
That we would not be influenced by the things that are going on in society and in the world.
让我们能举目以上面的事为念。
But that we would be concerned and longing for the things above.
主啊，求你用你的恩典保守每一位亲爱的弟兄和姊妹。
May you use your grace to protect every brother and sister.
让我们真实能预备好自己。
That we can truly prepare ourselves well.
我们能有好的光景迎接你的再来。
That we can be in a good condition as we see you return.
我们何等需要听见你自己的声音。
And Lord, we long to hear your own voice.
所以求你今天早晨你来说话。
So Lord, we plead that with you that this morning you would speak.
主啊，让这说话的器皿在你手中被你自己来使用。
Lord, that you would use this vessel who speaks to your own liking.
让弟兄姊妹无论听中文、英文的都能听见主的声音。
That whether in Chinese or in English, we would be able to hear the voice of God.
主用血洁净我们。
May you cleanse us with your precious blood.
用厚厚的膏油涂抹这个聚会。
May you anoint us abundantly.
我们把深处的敬拜归给你。
And we give you, from the depths of our being, we give you our worship.
求你垂听我们的祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Hear our prayer. We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 好，我们请弟兄姊妹啊，先打开圣经，我们读一节圣经。
I'd like to start off by reading from the Bible, if you could please turn with me.
请弟兄姊妹打开诗篇。
If you could please turn with me to Psalm 18.
诗篇第十八篇。
Psalm 18.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
这是大卫所写的诗、啊、
And this is a psalm that was written by David.
他这里说，因为我遵守了耶和华的道，未曾作恶离开我的神。
For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God.
这里啊，中文的这个道呢，在圣经的原文呢，它是一个多数字，英文就是 ways.
And pay attention to the word ways in this verse.
这个就是摩西所认识的法则。
And this speaks of Moses recognizing and knowing God's ways.
我们说过了，这个字呢，哈，如果用在今天人身上，就是一个人做事的风格，做事的一种作风。
And practically speaking, it means to recognize someone's ways and methods and style.
那我们知道在旧约圣经的里面
We know that in the Old Testament,
大卫也是一个神的好仆人
that David was a good servant of God.
他不仅认识神
He not only knew God,
他也知道神做工的法则
but he knew God's ways.
那么弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们曾经说过
We have mentioned in the past,
如果一个人要做神的好仆人
If one is to be a good servant of God,
你必须认识主人
You have to know your master,
不仅知道他的 性质他的性格。
And not only do we know, need to know his character and his nature,
也应当知道他做工的法则。
But we also need to know his ways.
那么我们从圣经里面也可以很清楚地看见。
And from the Bible we can clearly see.
当神透过他的儿子耶稣基督启示我们的时候
That as God revealed himself to us through his son Jesus,
我们能看见我们的神是何等的伟大
We can see that our God is great.
我们也看见他的神性是多么的丰富
And we can see how abundant he is.
所以过去这段日子
So in these past years,In this past, the past several months,
我在这里的负担所集中的乃是认识神。
And my focal point is still on knowing God.
那么我们讲到要认识神的工作的法则。
And we have to know God's ways in which, in how he works.
圣经关于这些方面的启示是非常的丰富。
And the Bible is, gives us, the revelation we see in the Bible is, on this is very abundant.
我过去呢已经和弟兄姊妹讲过九个点。
And in the past, I already mentioned 9 points.
那么今天呢我们要继续的和弟兄姊妹们来交通。
And I would like to continue and fellowship with brothers and sisters today.
那么今天早晨我们要讲另外三个点。
And I have another 3 points I'd like to give.
这三个点呢就是一个是美丽。一个是细致，一个是荣耀。
And these 3 points are, one is, beauty, the second one is fine, or pure, purity, and the third one is glory.
那我们知道我们的神
We know that our God,
他做工他是根据于他自己的一个风格啊。
He does his work according to his own style.
当我们讲到神工作的美丽的时候
And as we consider how beautiful God's works are,
那么圣经中呢也有很多的经文呢那么的说出了这个神的这个美丽
There are many Bible verses that speak to the beauty of God.
我想我或许我们读几节圣经好
And I'd like to highlight a couple of these verses.
弟兄姊妹可以看见这个诗篇第四十五篇
Please turn with me to Psalm 45.
诗篇四十五篇
Psalm 45.
这里第二节
Verse
2. 他这里说你比世人更美在你嘴里满有恩惠所以神赐福给你直到永远。
You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever.
我们知道这是指的主耶稣说的。
And we know that this is speaking of the Lord Jesus.
因为主把神的美丽彰显出来。
And God has displayed the beauty of the Lord to his people.
那么弟兄姊妹可以看这个另外一节撒加利亚书。
And please turn with me to Zechariah.
撒加利亚书呢这个第九章
Zechariah chapter 9
第十七节
verse 17
他的恩慈何等大他的荣美何其甚五谷健壮少男新酒培养处女
How attractive and beautiful they will be grain will make the young men thrive and new wine the young women
这里他的荣美何其甚呢就讲到他的美丽是很伟大的。
And how it describes how attractive and beautiful it will be, speaks to how, just how beautiful, how great that beauty is.
那么英文里面更清楚啊。
And it seems to be more clearly written in English.
好我想在圣经里面关于这些经文很多啊我们没办法一一的来读。
And there's so many verses in the Bible that speak to this and we don't have time to read each verse.
这里很清楚告诉我们神的本身就是美丽的。
And we can see here that God's being is beautiful.
他借着耶稣基督呢把这个美丽彰显出来。
And he used his son Jesus to display that beauty.
就让我们看见他的生命啊，神的生命是极其美丽的。
So we can see that his life is full of that beauty.
啊，他的大德，他的德性也是非常美丽。
And that his
他的
his character.
Character.
His character is full of beauty.
啊，那么弟兄姊妹，如果我们从圣经中去读，你发现我们的神是真是何等的美丽。
And if you were to read the Bible in detail, you'll realize just how beautiful our God is.
因为他的本质就是美丽，他的 being 啊。
His being is beautiful.
所以神所做的每一件事情也都是美丽。
And so everything that he does is beautiful.
他也要求每件事情是美丽。
And his requirement is that everything is beautiful.
啊，我们可以从圣经里面看见。
And we can see in the Bible.
即使他审判罪恶，驱除败坏。
That when he is getting rid of sin and the evil.
神的手做工非常严厉。
That his judgment and his works are very harsh.
那也只不过神是要把那个败坏丑恶的东西把它除掉，要叫它的美丽显出来。
It's because he wants to, he really needs to get rid of that evil and the ugliness of the situation to reveal his beauty.
我们可以从创世纪就看见。
And we can see from Genesis.
那么神在创他的创造中间显出他的美丽。
That in his creation, he has manifested his beauty.
啊，在传道书三章十一节里面有这样的话。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there is a verse.
第三章十一节有这样的话。
Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11.
他说神造万物。各按其时成为美好。
He has made everything beautiful in his time.
Yeah. 你看这里英文很清楚，神按照他的时间把每样东西都造得非常非常的美丽。
And in his time, he has made everything beautiful.
我们都知道今天这个物质的世界是一个暂时的东西。
We know that this physical world that we see is a temporal world.
即使它是一个暂时的东西
then even though it is temporal,
神也把它创造的非常的美丽
God has still made it beautiful.
所以有一位弟兄讲得很好啊
So there's one brother who worded it well.
他说我们的神呢是爱美的神
Our God is someone who loves beauty.
所以出于神的一切事物都是美丽
So everything of God is beautiful.
你看今天我们所生活的这个世界
And we can see the world that we live in today.
有很多美丽的声音。
There are a lot of beautiful notes and sounds.
啊，我想我这个不需要形容啊。
I don't think I need to give you more explanation.
现在这个世界就有很多美丽的音乐。
And there's a lot of beautiful music.
各式各样的动物能发出各样不同的美丽的声音。
And all the creatures and animals of the world can produce these beautiful sounds.
那么这个世界也是多彩多姿的，是非常有丰富色彩的一个世界。
And you see how colorful our world is.
那么神还创造了各样不同的形体。
There are a lot of different shapes and structures.
对。所以你看我们经常有时候要出门旅行的到了地方去看风景看这是神的创造看神创造的美对不对
So when you go on vacation and you travel and you see the beautiful scenery, you're seeing the beauty of God.
这个只不过是暂时的我们知道有一天这个通通要被除去的。
And yet, we know that this is a temporal world and one day this will all be gone.
神尚且把它创造的这么样的美丽。
And yet God, made everything so beautiful.
那弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我想这个如果我们要去讲那就多得不得了弟兄姊妹很容易都领会。对不对
And I think I don't need to go into deeper explanation on this. I think you can all understand.
所以你从神的造物里面你就看见神实在是一个爱美的神。
So simply looking at creation, we can see that God is someone who loves things that are beautiful.
那么他的职业呢，在他职业的工作里面主要做的是也是极其的美丽。
Now what about his will? And in his will, he's made everything beautiful as well.
啊，你看我们如果读诗篇啊。
Now if we look at Psalm.
诗篇四十八篇。
Psalm 48.
第二节啊。
Psalm 48 verse 2.
这说锡安山大君王的城在北面居高华美为全地所喜悦。
Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole world is Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king.
我们知道耶路撒冷代表着神的旨意。
You know that Jerusalem represents the will of God.
但神把这座城造得非常的美丽。
And he has made this city extremely beautiful.
造在山上。
Beautiful in elevation on the mountain.
所以作诗的人就说呢，他在北面居高华美。
So in the, as the author of this psalm writes, beautiful in elevation on the far northern side.
说明神的旨意是美丽的。
So it speaks to the fact that the will of God is beautiful.
那么圣经不仅讲到耶路撒冷是美丽的。
And the Bible not only says that Jerusalem is beautiful.
就也讲到锡安也是美丽的。
And the Bible also says that Zion is beautiful.
It's a beautiful Zion, 这个美丽的锡安。
It's beautiful Zion.
那么到了新约时代中。
And in the New Testament.
我们知道这些意义都是集中在教会身上。
And we know that all of this meaning that we see in the Old Testament is reflected on the church.
当我们读到启示录二十一章的时候。
When we read Revelation 21.
圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
That the new city of Jerusalem is coming down from the heavens.
那是一个很大的一个建筑，长宽高都四千里。
And this is a huge city of
但是你看啊，这个他的创造是什么？用碧玉，用黄金，用珍珠，用宝石所建造起来。
And the city is made of precious stones and gold.
Pearls. Gold. 所以你知道这座城是多么的美丽啊。
So you can see, you can imagine how beautiful this city is.
这都说明了啊，神的旨意也是美丽。
And this also speaks of the points to the fact that the will of God is beautiful.
所以最后他的旨意完成之后出现的那个光景也是美丽。
So in the very end, the result is so beautiful.
所以我们真是满心感谢我们的主啊。
So we should really thank the Lord.
他把一切事物呢都把它变成美丽。
That he has made all things beautiful.
其实呢弟兄姊妹知道啊。
In reality,
在这个以西结书二十八章第十二节那里说的。
In Ezekiel, chapter 8, 28 verse 12.
我们知道那里讲到神创造的那个天使长。
And we see that God has made this archangel.
那个是后来的堕落成为魔鬼的。
And this was, later on we see that this is the fallen angel Lucifer.
当时神创造他的时候啊。
And when God created Lucifer,
圣经告诉我们说他全然美丽。
It says that he was made in perfect beauty.
但是呢因为他骄傲他自大自私。
But because of his pride and his selfishness,
结果他们就变为了丑陋的变成。
And he became this fallen angel. He became ugly.
完全丑陋。
And was completely ugly.
那么他不，所以这里提醒我们呢。
So it reminds us here.
不能骄傲。
We cannot be proud.
你不能自大。
We can't be self-absorbed.
你也不能自私。
And we can't be selfish.
这些东西啊，会把神的美丽变成丑陋。
Because all of these things can cause God's beauty to become ugly.
我们看见这个天使长 他不仅自己堕落变为丑陋。
And not only did this beautiful archangel, become ugly himself.
他在神的工作上面，他也破坏，把丑陋带到神的工作里面。
But he's also trying to bring in, change God's beauty into things that are ugly.
所以在创世纪第一章第二节我们就很清楚看见。
So in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 we can see clearly.
神本来创造了一个天地。
God has created heaven and earth.
是很美丽。
It's beautiful.
但是这个堕落的天使长魔鬼进来之后呢。
But as soon as this fallen archangel, this ugly angel has entered that world.
他就把神所创造的地啊变成空虚混沌渊面黑暗。
That he made this world void and, full of void and emptiness and darkness.
所以是他把这个美丽呢那么变得丑陋。
And he made this thing that was once beautiful into something that was ugly.
当神复造这个天地创造人类的时候。
And as God was continued to create this world and made man.
那么撒旦又进来了。
Satan entered in again.
他把败坏的天性带到人的里面。
And he took the fallen nature of man and put it into man.
结果人性也变得丑陋。
And therefore the nature of man became ugly.
所以我们看见创世纪第四章呢就该隐杀亚伯的故事。
And in chapter 4 of Genesis, it talks about the story of Adam and Eve.
我们知道是魔鬼把这个美丽的神的美丽的创造呢把它变为丑陋。
Sorry, the story of Cain and Abel. So God, it was Satan who made God's beauty into something that was ugly.
所以圣经给我们很清楚看见。
So the Bible clearly tells us.
罪恶是丑陋的。
That sin is ugliness.
所以呢，犯罪就会失去美丽。
So if we commit sin, then we will produce ugliness.
罪在哪里？
Wherever sin is,
美丽就失去了。
Beauty is gone.
那么丑陋就出来了。
And the ugliness will be manifested.
那不仅罪是丑陋的。
Now not only is sin ugly,
人堕落之后，人成为肉体，肉体也是丑陋。
After man has fallen, our flesh has become ugly.
所以我们看见人活在肉身中间。
So we see that as man, if we live in the flesh,
从肉体一发作的时候
，then when our flesh is stimulated,
那个美就没有了。
Then the beauty is gone.
那么我们看见人的虚伪。
And we see the foolish.
Hypocrite.
We see how the hypocrisy of man is manifested.
那个像法利赛人一样虚伪。
Like the Pharisees, we become hypocrites.
那么我们知道虚伪是很丑的。
And we all can agree that being a hypocrite is being very ugly.
一个人发了脾气也是很丑的。
And if you have this temper and anger,
it 你从来不会看见一个发脾气的人好看的。发脾气就很丑。
When you're angry, you display ugliness. You've never seen an angry man, be beautiful.
还有我们自私啊贪心啊骄傲啊。
Our pride or greed or selfishness.
嫉妒啊。
Our jealousy.
所以你看见在新约圣经里面使徒们书信中论到许许多多那些肉体的败坏的情形。
So we can see in the Bible the display of all the manifestation, the ugliness of the manifestation of our flesh.
那都是非常丑陋的。
And these are all extremely ugly.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们要记得。
We have to remember.
不要犯罪。
We should not sin.
不要动肉体。
We don't want to move in our flesh.
这些都是不美的东西。
These are things that are not beautiful.
感谢主。
We thank God.
虽然这个世界被仇敌败坏了。
That even though this world has been, destroyed by Satan.
但是主耶稣到地上来。
But the Lord Jesus came into the world.
他要恢复神的美丽。
And he wants to restore the beauty of the Lord.
主耶稣在肉身中彰显神性的美丽。
That Jesus in the flesh was able to manifest the beauty of God.
圣经记载很奇妙。
And the Bible, depicts this in an amazing way.
因为主耶稣到地上来说，他没有加行美容。
Because when the Lord Jesus came into this world, he had no physical beauty.
他外面看起来不好看。
He was ugly from the outside.
但是呢，你摸到了基督的生命的时候，那是极其的美丽。
But when you touch the life of Jesus, you experience this, abundant beauty.
他把我们这个败坏丑陋的人性呢，把它变成美丽。
And he has made the ugliness of humans into something that is beautiful.
所以我们的主被称作人中的至美的，最美的。
So the Lord has been deemed the most beautiful of all.
这说明神的心意。
And this speaks to the heart of God.
今天主救赎了我们。
That God has saved us.
弟兄姊妹，也要把我们从我们的个人的丑陋败坏里面拯救出来。
And he's also saving us from our own ugliness.
所以我们基督徒啊，在属灵生活里啊。
So in our spiritual lives,
我们应该有个心愿。
We need to have this desire.
让耶稣基督的美丽从我们身上显明出来。
That the beauty of Jesus would flow forth from us.
神要恢复这一个。
And God is trying to restore this in us.
借他的儿子恢复。
And through his son, he wants to restore this in us.
也借着我们来恢复。
And he wants to restore this in us.
所以对基督徒来讲啊。
So as a Christian,
这个不美的事情不要做。
Things that are ugly, we should not take part in.
所以我们很小心我们里面那个犯罪的天性。
So we need to be careful of our tendencies to sin.
我们很小心我们的肉体。
We have to be careful of our own flesh.
神是要我们基督徒显出来的是美丽。
What God wants us to display and manifest is His beauty.
所以，一个做仆人的人，如果认识了主人的这个法则
，So as a servant of God, if we are to recognize the ways of the Master,
他在地上竭力追求的应该是美丽。
So everything that servant pursues after should be things that are beautiful.
愿在主回来之前
So may the Lord, before he returns,
我们所有的弟兄姊妹
that all brothers and sisters,
都能够越来越美丽
that we can become more beautiful.
整个教会显出来也能够越来越美丽
that the entire church would manifest, more of this beauty.
所以这是神的法则
This is the ways of God.
他做事的风格
This is his method and his style of doing things.
第二个点
The second point.
我们看见神做事的法则它是非常的细致
The second point is that in the way that God does things, it's very detailed and fine.
他非常的详尽
Is very meticulous in how he
does things. 他每个细节呢，神都要把它做得完美，做得美丽。
That everything that he does, he's gonna complete it to perfection and to make it beautiful.
我们读一节圣经啊。
Let's read one verse.
在以弗所书第二章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
这里说我们原是他的工作。
Because we are his workmanship.
这个工作呢这个字啊有的把它翻成是杰作 masterpiece.
And you can translate that workmanship into, we are his masterpiece.
那么懂得原文呢就知道这个工作这个字原文就是诗诗篇的那个诗。
And if you look at the original word of this workmanship, it is actually, like a poem.
我们知道在文字上面来讲啊，诗是很精炼的一个语言。
So regarding literature, poems are something that are delicately, precisely written.
所以神做事情呢是非常的细致。
So the Lord's, when he does his work, it's very fine and it's very delicate.
我们在旧约圣经的里面呢
So in the Old Testament,
发现有两件事情呢可以用来说明一下。
There are two things that can be used to speak of this.
当神建造会幕的时候
And when God created the tabernacle,
有一个材料叫做细麻。
there is one material that is used called fine linen.
啊，那么我们知道会幕呢，不仅有一部分的东西是用细麻的。
We know that in the tabernacle, there's one material that is used, and it is this fine linen.
更重要的是什么呢？就祭司们呢，都要穿细麻衣。
And more than that, the priests, before they enter in, they also have to be clothed in fine linen.
如果我们读启示录第十九章，
if we look at Revelation 19,
这启示录第十九章，
Revelation 19,
我想我们读一节就可以了。
And we'll just read this one verse.Revelation 19 verse 8.
他说就蒙恩德穿光明洁白的细麻衣，瓜火里面说这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And it was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
弟兄姊妹，这里做了很解释啊，这光明洁白的细麻衣呢，就是圣徒所行的衣。
And there's an explanation in this verse as well. It says that this bright and clean fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
这就代表神要求我们基督徒的个人，我们的侍奉主的人呢，啊，神在我们的行为上，那么有很细的要求。
And this shows that in our behavior as servants of God, there is this requirement.
另外呢，在旧约，在以色列百姓侍奉中，还有一件事情也可以用来解释。
And regarding the, there's another explanation to all of this.
如果你看这个利未记第二章第一节。
If we look at Leviticus,
第二章第一节
Leviticus chapter 2, verse 1,
这里提到一个东西叫做细面。
There is one phrase here, fine flour.
啊，那么这个细面呢，我们知道为了做饼的。
And we know that this fine flour is used to make bread.
到了新约时代中，保罗告诉我们，这个饼就是教会。
And in the New Testament, this bread speaks of the church.
那么在罗马书第十章很清楚告诉我们。
And in Romans chapter 10, it clearly tells us.
它告诉我们教会乃是个新团，新的细面的团体。
That this, the church is this, unleavened bread.
所以弟兄姊妹，你会看见啊。
So,you'll see, brothers and sisters,
神对于我们个人身上的工作是非常的细致。
That God's work in our lives is very fine and detailed.
那么在整个教会里面，他的工作也是非常的细致。
And in regarding the entire church, his works are very fine and detailed as well.
你知道我们人堕落之后啊，
After man has fallen,
我们人都变得很粗鲁。
We've all become rough around the edges.
即使有人呢，要求完美的人也是很粗鲁。
And even those who seem beautiful are still rough around the edges.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们说神的工作是非常非常的细致。
We know that when God works, His work is very fine and very detailed.
所以服侍主啊。
So when we serve God,
很多的学习。
We have to learn a lot of lessons.
这个细致也是一个很不容易的功课。
To be detailed and to be meticulous.
我们常常处理弟兄姊妹中间的问题，处理得非常的粗糙。
And fine is something we need to learn. Sometimes when we serve brothers and sisters, we're all rough in our actions, rough around the edges.
我们的神做事不是这样。
But when our God works, He doesn't do it in this way.
神在他工作的每一个细节上面，他就要求完美。
In every aspect of God's fine work, He demands beauty.
啊，我只能简单的说一下。
And I can only simply speak of it.
比方在主的救恩上面。
For example, in the salvation of God.
我们知道有两样重要的事情。
There are two important things.
在旧约圣经就清楚。
In the Old Testament, is very clear.
第一个要抹血。
The first one is we have to cleanse with blood.
啊，这个圣经讲是用抹的。
And the Bible says that you smear this blood. Or you,
然后呢, 第二个叫抹膏，抹膏油，膏油是用抹的。
And the second thing is to anoint with oil.
这个什么叫做抹呢? 弟兄姊妹都知道啊, 这个抹呢, 就是很细的一个工作, 慢慢。
And this rubbing or smearing of this oil is very detailed and it's very fine work.
我们举个例子来说好了。So
I'll give you an example.
就好像这女人啊，姊妹们呢。 比如说喜欢抹点膏油,
so for some of the women, they like to put lotion on their face.
Yeah, 你涂 lotion的时候，你是很细的, 对不对？你要把它涂得很均匀的。And
when you put lotion on your face, you have to spread it delicately and evenly across your face.
圣经呢，用这个来讲到神在我们人身上的工作。
And the Bible uses this to give us a picture of His work in our lives.
什么叫做抹血呢?
And what does it mean to rub or to smear or spread this blood?
就是每一个地方都要抹到。
It means that every part of our lives, of our being, needs to have this covering of blood.
也就是所有的罪通通要除掉。
And this means that every sin in our being needs to be done away with.
所有我们犯罪的地方都需要有血，都把它。Every
aspect of our life that has sin needs to be covered by blood.
不仅主的血要洁净我们到一个完全的地步。
Not only does the precious blood of Jesus need to cleanse us to that point.
神还要用膏油来涂抹，这膏油很香的。
And he further, he has to anoint us with this oil, and that oil is very fragrant. And this oil also has to be delicately rubbed or smeared all over, over our entire being. This speaks of the Holy Spirit in us.
在我们里面连最细小的地方 都要抹到,
that every aspect of our life that Holy Spirit needs to anoint.
所以难怪我们今天跟随主啊，你讲错话、说错事，圣灵都会在这里来提醒我们。
So that's why today, if we say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, the Holy Spirit is there to remind us.
所以我们看见在主的救恩上面。
So regarding the Lord's salvation for us, God's work is extremely detailed and fine. And in our spiritual life, the requirement is the same. When we read the laws in the Old Testament, when I was young, I hated reading these things. I thought that this was too extreme.
弟兄姊妹们，神所说的只不过是代表性的东西。
And what God has spoken is just a representation.
因为神的律法是完全的。
Because God's laws are complete.
哇，那如果是一个完全的律法，那是不得了的要求。
If this was a complete law, this requirement is too much for us to handle.
我们知道旧约律法就是神对神百姓生活的要求。
And we know that God's laws in the Old Testament were to dictate how the Israelites were to live their lives. And that's why the Bible talks about every type of sin.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要明白啊。
Brothers and sisters, we have to know.
大罪是罪, 小罪也是罪。
Big sins are still sin, and little sins are still sin.
我们基督徒常常讲，哎呀，那个大的罪不要犯。 小的罪呢，这个无所谓，杀个小谎也没关系，弟兄姊妹们，不行。Sometimes
we think, well, the big sins we should not commit, but the little sins, like saying a little lie here or there, that might be okay. We cannot be like this.
今天我们处在一个危险的时代。Today
we live in dangerous times.
有一个很大的危险。There
is one great danger.
就是人用了各样的理由啊，把这个罪给它解释掉了。
That we use a lot of excuses to try to say that we're not sinning.
啊，我们用各式各样的explain，很多理由啊，把那个罪降低，我们要很小心。So
we have a lot of explanations in minimizing what sin is.
就人对于罪的感觉呢，越来越淡薄。
So our sensitivity to sin has become diluted.
所以你看这个时代啊, 有孩子们的啊, 做父母的教育, 都是很忧心的。
So that's why a lot of parents are very have a lot of troubles in raising up their kids.
连学校里面都教这些东西啊,
Even in the schools they teach these things.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
But brothers and sisters,
在神的眼中来看,
in God's eyes,
大罪是可怕的,
great, big sins are terrifying.
小罪也是可怕的,
and small sins are also terrifying.
纪念主耶稣在十字架上, 所付上重大的代价,
we have to remember this tremendous price that the Lord paid on the cross.
神恨恶所有的罪,
God hates all sin.
啊, 所以这个律法的要求呢, 就是定罪,
so the requirement of the law is to condemn sin.
感谢神,
but we thank God
但旧约不仅有赎罪祭,
that not
sin offering.
Oh, not only does the Old Testament have sin offering,
那么还有赎千祭, 赎千, 就是关乎我们行为的那个, 这个, 利未记里面讲到五个祭, 最后那个祭是什么? 英文, 赎千祭。 好，OK，那么我用解释的好了啊。这个赎千祭就是呢，要除去我们的所犯的错误。我们不仅有罪，我们还会犯错。That
this one offering speaks of cleansing our ways,
mistake,
our mistakes.
所有的 mistake 事情，神都要把它除掉。
All of our wrongdoings or mistakes, the Lord is cleansing that.
所以到了新约里面讲，使徒们就讲到主的救恩是全备的救恩。And
that's why in the New Testament it speaks of God's salvation as being perfect.
神要求的非常的细致。His
requirement is very detailed.
有时候我们可能不一定犯了罪，但是我们犯了错误。Sometimes
we may not necessarily sin, but we do the wrong thing.
Yeah. 你看, 有的时候我们心思意念啊,
in our thoughts,
啊, 我们心思意念在神跟前都是敞开的,
our thoughts before the Lord are completely
你不要以为你所想的人都不知道,
don't think that you can hide your thoughts from God.
神要洁净我们的心思,
and God needs to cleanse our thoughts.
啊, 那么神还要洁净我们的言语,
and God needs to cleanse our speech. How many wrongful words have we spoken? All these words of gossip.
所以在马太福音, 12章里面讲到将来到审判台前的时候,
so that's why in Matthew it says that when we meet the Lord at the judgment seat,
你所说的每句闲话都要显明出来,
that every single word that we have spoken will be displayed.
还有我们的行为中犯了多少的错误,
and in our actions, all the wrong that we have done.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们要记得一件事情,
brothers and sisters, we need to remember one thing.
你所有这些错误都不能带到永世,
all of these wrongful things we've done cannot be brought into eternity. Everything needs to pass through the judgment of God. And God's judgment is very detailed. Not only is this detailed and fine, and we can find that what God wants is what is pure.
你看那个金金的灯台啊, 那个金子是要纯金的, pure gold.
Like that golden lampstand has to be made out of pure gold.
啊, 这里面神不喜欢掺杂,
and God does not want impurities.
那么你知道在这个生命记里面有这样的一个记载啊, Deuteronomy.
In Deuteronomy.
神说呢, 你不能把这个羊毛跟细麻混在一起。
That you cannot sew together, intertwine, sheep's wool and fine linen.
神不喜欢掺杂。
That God does not want any impurities.
神喜欢纯的东西。
What God wants is pure.
所以今天呢，神建造教会。
So today, as the Lord, as God is, building up his church, is completely for Christ. We know how complicated the church is in the world. And the more pure the church is, the more, salvation it gains.
Blessed.
The more blessed.
我们个人生活也是一样。
And this is the same with our individual lives.
你生活越纯，你越蒙主的恩典。
And the more pure our life is, the more blessed we are.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢神，这是神的工作啊。
We thank God, this is His work.
因为我们在主的眼中啊。
That in God's eyes.
每个弟兄姊妹都是宝石啊。
That each one of us are precious stones.
神要求他很细致。要求他很纯很纯洁。
What God demands is that it is pure and fine.
所以这些呢，今天我们在侍奉中啊，你都需要明白。
So these are all things that we need to know in our lives.
大卫说呢，我努力的遵行神的法则。
That David would say that we would know the ways of God.
所以你不仅知道。
That we not only know.
也需要去实行。
But we have to live in His ways.
所以求主，借着他的灵啊。
So, may God through His Spirit.
带我们能进入这些话语的实际。
Would bring us into the reality of these words.
好，第三个点啊。
The third point.
就是荣耀。
Is glory.
啊。那么我想这里我们先也读两节圣经好。
And I'd like to read two verses here.
大家先看使徒行传。
Let's look at Acts.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
这里说斯蒂凡说第二节啊，斯蒂凡说诸位父兄请讲，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在美索不达米亚还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。
And this is Stephen making his defense, and he said, Hear me, brethren and fathers, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he lived in Haran.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
我先读第一节。
Verse 1.
耶稣说了这话就举目望天说父啊时候到了愿你荣耀你的儿子使儿子也荣耀你。
These things Jesus spoke and lifting up his eyes to heaven he said, Father, Father, the hour has come, glorify thy son, that the son may glorify thee.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。
I glorified thee on earth, having accomplished the work which thou hast given me to do.
那么，为了时间，我想我们只能简短再看一下二十二节。
And for the purpose of time, I can only look at verse 22.
你所赐给我的荣耀我已赐给他们使他们合而为一像我们合而为一。
And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one.
所以我们从圣经里面可以看见了我们的神是荣耀。
So from the Bible we can see that our God is a glorious God.
那么神每次的显现就是荣耀的显现。
And every time God reveals himself, it is in glory.
所以神向亚伯拉罕显现，就神的荣耀向他显现。
So when God revealed himself to Abraham, he revealed himself as in his glory.
那么这个荣耀这个字啊。
Now the word glory.
在旧约希伯来文里面。
In the Old Testament Hebrew.
在那个字根上面它有重量的意思。
The root word has this meaning of having weight.
啊，神的荣耀是有重量的。
That the glory of God has weight.
它不像世人的荣耀是虚浮的。
That he's not like, it's not like having the glory of man, which is superficial.
那么圣经也让我们看见一件事情。
And the Bible also shows us one thing.
什么时候当地上有了一个光景能够满足神的要求的时候，神的荣耀就出现。
Whenever there is a situation on earth that satisfies God, the glory of God is manifested.
你看摩西建造会幕。
You see how Moses, when he built the tabernacle, and because he built it according to the what he saw on the mount, the glory of God was manifested. And Solomon building the temple. And when he completed it to how it was revealed to David, the glory of God was manifested. Brothers and sisters, today in our lives and our service, we want to satisfy the requirements of God. And whenever he it reveals himself, it is full of glory. And in the Bible, we can clearly see that whatever he does, it is for his glory, revealing of his glory. And he does everything to manifest his glory. So in Isaiah
43, Isaiah 43, verse 7.
Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters, all of us who are called by his name are for his glory. And God saved us for his glory.
其实我们人的受造啊,
and our creation, our being created is for his glory. Unfortunately, man has fallen. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 tells us, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So humans, there's no way for us to give glory to God. So Jesus came into the world. And through Jesus, God is restoring his glory. And we just read John chapter
17.
And it speaks to the fact that Jesus came into this world for the purpose of his glory. And in the world, the Lord has already revealed his glory. And in Hebrews, it tells us that he is reflecting the light of his glory. So that in Jesus, in the flesh, revealed the glory of God. And this is an important restoration that God is doing in the world. And today, through Jesus, God is restoring his church. And we need to know that the church is to be a vessel that contains his glory. So the establishment of the church in this world is for his glory.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我想这里有很多经文我们是没有时间读的。
There are a lot of Bible verses here that we cannot look at individually.
在罗马书第八章里面告诉我们,
and in Romans chapter 8 it tells us,
基督徒个人属灵的追求到最终点的时候是得荣耀。
And our Christian pursuit, the final result is to gain glory. And Paul also tells us in 1 Corinthians
基督徒啊,
that whether we eat or drink, it is also for the glory of God. So next time when we have a meal, we not only thank God for the food,
你要说主啊,
we need to pray, whether as we eat and drink, we need to give you glory.
格林多后书保罗也告诉我们。
Second Corinthians, it also tells us.
我们要有一个光景。
We need to have a certain condition.
叫主因我们得荣耀。
That,
因我们得荣耀。So because of us,
oh, because of us, he gains the glory.
Yeah, 这是神的心意。
This is the heart of God.
所以我们要非常的小心。
So we need to be careful.
在教会里啊，不要注重那些虚浮的荣耀。
So we need to in the church we need to not pursue after man's glory.
你在这世界中啊，你可以居一个高位，你可以有一个名堂，什么博士啊、医生啊、律师啊、教授啊这些。但这些东西不能弄到教会里面来。
In the world, you can carry a title of being a doctor, a lawyer, being a professor, but you can't bring that into the church.
在教会里不高举任何人的。
In the church, we don't elevate any individual.
教会是把荣耀归给主的。
In the church, the glory belongs to God alone.
所以在教会里我们只能高举基督。
So in the church, we can only elevate Christ.
我们只能把荣耀归给神。
We can only give glory to God.
即使今天神用我们做了一点事情。
Even if God uses us to do a little bit of work.
弟兄姊妹，那个荣耀是归给主的。
Brothers and sisters, that glory belongs to God.
不能归给人的。
We cannot give that glory to man.
还有我们今天建造教会。
And today, as we build up the church.
最重要是满足神的要求。
The most important thing is to satisfy the requirements of God.
在旧约时代中。
In the Old Testament.
那么那个会幕或者圣殿。
In that tabernacle.
那是神显荣耀的居所。
And God is, it is the place where the glory of God exists.
所以呢凡事都是为着神的荣耀。
So everything is for the glory of God.
所以这个对我们来讲多么重要的一件事情。
So this is such an important thing to us.
弟兄姊妹，如果你要做好的仆人。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to be a good servant.
你必须明白神的法则。
You have to know the ways of the master.
我们知道摩西明白神的法则。
We knew that Moses knew the ways of the Lord.
大卫也明白神的法则。
And David knew the ways of God.
大卫是以色列的君王。
David, the king of the Jews.
他从来不把荣耀归给他自己。
He never gave glory to himself.
他知道在地上神把这么多的祝福恩典加在他身上，是要把荣耀归给神。
He knew that God gave him so many blessings in this world, and it is to give God glory.
所以我们今天在地上凡事都应该荣耀神。
So today in this world, in everything that we do, we need to give glory to God.
不能荣耀神的事情千万不要做。
The things that do not give glory to God, we cannot touch.
如果这样我们能成为一个好的仆人。
Only like this can we become a good servant.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Dear brothers and sisters, we thank God.
将来我们进入永远永世的时候。
On that day when we enter into eternity with him.
圣经告诉我们乃是进入神的荣耀。
The Bible tells us that we enter into glory.
主耶稣要带领神的众子一同进荣耀。
That God is bringing all of his sons into glory.
今天呢万物都在叹息。
And today all of creation is sighing.
罗马书八章告诉我们。
Romans 8 tells us.
他们叹息什么呢？希望。
What are they sighing about?
能得着神儿女自由的荣耀。The freedom of glory. 第八章里面讲到得着神儿女自由的荣耀。二十二节到二十三。
Verse 22 through 23.
得享神儿女自由的荣耀。那里有一个 OK.
There's a phrase of freedom in glory.
对不起，我这个给翻译的人哈泰，因为圣经上有很多的话啊，我想弟兄姊妹你仔细去读这些东西。
And brothers and sisters, we don't have time to go through all of the verses, but I hope that you can read this in detail.
愿主的话光照我们。
That may God's word shine its light upon us. To reveal to us.
我们要知道这些都是神的法则。
We know that these are all God's ways.
神做事的风格。
His style and his method.
他也希望我们能够这样做。
And he hopes that we can do things in the same way.
对, 大卫说, 我在地上, 我已经遵行神的法则。
So that's why David says that I have known your ways.
好, 我们今天早晨呢, 我想我们的交通就到这里。
And I think we'll conclude our sharing this morning.
我们希望弟兄姊妹们, 好好地去思想,
And may we meditate on the word of God. May we bow with the word of prayer.
主，我们从你的话语中间，我们认识你是何等美丽荣耀的神。
Lord, through your word, we can see and acknowledge that you are truly a beautiful God.
感谢你。
We thank you.
你救赎了我们这些丑陋的人。
You have saved us ugly people.
但是你要把我们改变的像你那样的美丽。
And you are changing us into something beautiful like yourself.
让我们能荣耀你的自己。
So that we can glorify your name.
主啊,
Lord,
我们求你借着真理的圣灵,
may you through the spirit of truth
引我们进入真理的实际。
Lead us into the reality of this truth.
亲爱的主耶稣,
Dear Lord Jesus,
愿你的美丽写在每个弟兄姊妹的身上。
May your beauty be seen in every brother and sister.
愿你的美丽荣耀写在你的教会中。
May your beauty be manifested in the church.
垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
那么我们下面呢，有一点简短的报告啊。
We have a couple of announcements to make.
那么礼拜二有祷告聚会，礼拜五有读经的聚会。
Tuesday night there's prayer meeting, and Friday night there's Bible study.
那么下个礼拜六呢，我们有一个福音的聚会。
Next Saturday there is a gospel meeting.
啊，迪伟弟兄传福音，孙以航姊妹做见证。
Brother Wei Di will be preaching the gospel, and Sister Tina's son will be sharing her testimony.
请弟兄姊妹为着这个聚会祷告。
May brothers and sisters keep this meeting in your prayers.
到时候呢, 那么希望你们邀请福音的朋友都能上网。
And hopefully we can invite all of our gospel friends to join the meeting online.
对, 弟兄们会把那个Zoom的那个 link number会给大家。
And the Zoom link and ID number is posted on the website. It starts at 7 o'clock.
请大家为这个聚会祷告。
So keep this meeting in prayer.
那么下个主日呢, 是监辉弟兄跟Ben, 啊, 他们两个人交通。
Next Sunday, the brothers speaking will be Chan Wu and Ben Sun.
啊, Andre和世博弟兄两个做翻译。
Audrey and Sibo will be interpreting.
所以请弟兄姊妹们为着弟兄姊妹的服事祷告。
So please keep the brothers and sisters in prayer.
当这个疫情啊还在往前的时候啊,
And as this pandemic continues to move on,
我们希望弟兄姊妹们聚会的生活没有放松。
We hope that brothers and sisters' church life will not be diminished.
因为这个呢, 对我们在主面前的蒙恩有非常大的关系。
And this has to do with our receiving the blessing from God.
希望弟兄姊妹都能认真的聚会，好好的聚会。
May we all be diligent in our meetings.
好, 愿主祝福所有的弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord bless all the brothers and sisters.
我们今天早晨的聚会就停在这里。
And we'll conclude our meeting here this morning.
好, 弟兄姊妹再见。
All right, farewell, brothers and sisters.